This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Hey, Bucket Strategy Investing, welcome back. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. Got some emails to get to, and I want to do some of these here in just a moment. Professor Plum, we were talking in a previous hour about estate planning and covered it really, really well. If you have questions on any of that stuff, you can certainly give us a call, and we can talk to you about it and help you help guide you in that right in that direction. But we also talked a little bit, and I said I do want to get into this as the days and weeks progress. The importance of having the investment side.
You know, when you said the title of the show,
It's investing.
There's bucket strategy.
Yes.
Investing. There's the bucket strategy. There is your strategy for creating your financial life.
Yep.
And there's basically the implementation of that strategy and making sure that the investing part of it matches the strategy. The strategy tells you the investments, and the investments are matching the strategy.
Yeah, they sort of complement the strategy. I mean, it's you can't have one.
Well, you can have a strategy and not implement it correctly and not make it work. I mean, it won't work very well.
Well, then it looks like the strategy was the problem.
When it wasn't. So you've got the two sides.
You've
got to implement it correctly.
You have to implement it correctly. And I just don't.
And through the years, when we've had people call up and say, you know what, I'm a bucketeer. I did my own bucket strategy. And invariably, when they show us their bucket strategy, they may think they have a bucket strategy. They may have been listening, but it's like, I don't recognize this as a bucket strategy.
Well,
that's why do you have these assets here? Well, they're filling my bucket number one. Those assets are really volatile. Yeah, but they had a good rate of return. I didn't want to have a low rate of return.
In bucket one.
I wanted real rate of return. But you have volatility.
Yeah, that's okay. Everything's going up.
Yeah, right until it doesn't. So they put the wrong type of investments. And it may have worked for a little while, but I'm sure it didn't work in 2008-9. It didn't work in 2015. Well, it didn't work in parts of 2011. It definitely didn't work in 2000 to 2002. So there's lots of times where those investments don't work. Getting lucky isn't a good strategy. That just doesn't work.
No, it doesn't. In fact, you have the aspect of it. You know, you walk into a financial planner and you tell them your goals. We hope you would tell them your goals first.
I hope they ask, yes.
They better ask. But let's just say they did. And they ask your goals, you relate your goals to them, and so they start to work on an actual plan. Now, you haven't done anything yet, but you started to work and you say, okay, well, here's where you want to be, here's where you are. Let's figure out a way to get there. Well, the map says this, so we're going to put you in, you know, we've
identified that
yes.
This much money needs to be allocated to this type of investment with these characteristics. And this much money gets allocated to these types of investments. Now let's find those investments. How do we go about finding those investments?
And
how do we go about managing those investments? How do we go about selecting those investments?
And it isn't just a matter of, you know, the planner, him or herself, sitting there and saying, I kind of like this, you know, we'll throw you in this ETF or something, or
it's worked really well for the last 5 years.
Yeah, it's been great. I've been looking at the portfolio, and so you might be the type to sit there and say, yeah, but I mean, is this, you know, what sort of...
Did they have a manager change? I thought I heard that they had a manager change last year.
And the planner might say, they did? I hadn't read that. And then somebody who's walking by says, I heard it because I live it every day. So, okay, now the point of that is something that I had brought up last hour, Professor Plum, which is that there is the planning side of this, all right? There, you have to have the planning side because otherwise nothing gets started. Once you do, though, and you put it into action, which is what you have to do, where does that money actually go? Where does it get invested? You think that's a decision that should be taken lightly?
Well, when you build a house, you have somebody draw up the blueprint. Do you have the person that draws up the blueprint frame it for you?
You mean actually pound the nails in and everything?
Yeah. Do you have them, you know, pour the foundation, do the plumbing, electrical? Do you have somebody, you have a supervisor who takes the plans and puts the right pieces in place and makes sure that that person shows up on time and does their job. You need that person. You need that oversight. And you probably don't want the person that drew out the plans hooking up your electrical.
They might know something about it, but I guarantee you the architect who put up the blueprint, that's a good analogy. I was trying to think of an analogy. And usually I'm really good at those analogies. I was drawing a blank, but that's a good one. You have the architect draw up the blueprints of your house. Yeah, there you go.
They obviously have to be schooled in the different electrical plumbing and all that because they need to be able to run it and draw it on the map.
Of course.
The blueprint of how it works.
But what about the person who comes in and actually does the work? You know, you're going to have somebody who knows, first of all, how codes work and some, you know, the architect probably isn't necessarily up to code on everything.
I would hope the architect knows a lot about the codes because if you put it on paper and then tell the other people to build it, if it's nowhere near code, they're going to have a problem. You're going to have to pay an architect even more, another architect, to bring it up to code.
Code is
so crazy.
All right, but I'm trying to stay on the big picture here. Yeah. Okay, the big picture is that the architect probably doesn't know anything about the regulators that need to go in to the, you know, the gas lines or the electrical lines or the water pipes or any of that stuff.
Or what kind of pipes they use. Or when they're, you know, digging the foundation and they run into, you know, a rock slab that doesn't allow them to go deep enough. How do we get through that?
Exactly.
I just say you got to get through it. You got to lay that slab in there.
I don't call the architect to find out about these problems. Okay, so there you go. Here's your analogy right there, and it's a good one. You want somebody who specializes in this stuff. Once you have the blueprints, the plan drawn up, you need it implemented, and it's not a task that should be, as I said, taken lightly. Why? You have the financial planning, Professor Plum, you have the planning side,
the
architect, the strategist, the people who draw up the blueprints, who are very good at it. In fact, what makes that a good analogy is the architect works with the person who is trying to, you know, everybody wants a custom home.
Oh, yeah.
So they're going to work. What are your goals? Do you want to get? How do you get there? How much does it cost? I mean, that's the whole point.
And what do you already have? What's the lot look like? What are we going to have to build in and change? What do we have to maneuver around?
Right. So once you get that,
good.
That's why I said I said there has to be a good analogy, and you came up with one.
Thank you.
All right. So you get it all drawn out. I look at this as the person who wants this, and in financial planning, by the way, if you can relate it to a home, everybody's home is custom built. You can try tract housing and financial planning.
But look what you get.
You don't get what you want.
The walls kind of wave down the lane.
Exactly.
Circuit breaker flips when you flush a toilet. No, that was Green Acres. That was custom.
It happens, though. Okay, so now your architect has this set. So you got to find somebody who knows how to do this stuff and how to build this, because without the building of it, all you have is a plan. And in financial planning, you want the people who have done it. You want the people who have gone in, and like I mentioned last hour, sitting around the table, all their heads around some kind of a chart, pointing to it, and saying, here's where I think we need to be. And I'm telling you, they do this stuff all day. I see it. That's the kind of person I want. I want somebody who is implementing this stuff and understanding why certain stocks are in there and why certain stocks are not in your portfolio.
First off, the plan tells them how much in stocks they should have. And then they've got to go out and find the stocks that they should put in there.
Right. So I might tell my architect, "Boy, I sure like this. I sure like this new type of piping that goes into. You know, I heard it's really, really cool." And so I go to the person who's actually putting. I say, "Why isn't there this kind of piping? I read a bunch of articles that say it was great." And the person who works with builds the house says, "Well, yeah, you heard it was great, but you do know that, you know, there are lead particles in it, and anybody who drinks a glass of water or touches it gets burns." Oh, I didn't know that. Well, it's true. And I only know that because I work with this. How long are we going to take this analogy? This is working for me.
Another minute?
2 minutes? So I'm sure they get this all the time. Is, you know, well, there's a stock out there. You know, pick a stock. I'm not going to, but there's a stock in there. Well, and why don't I have that stock in my portfolio?
There's something called window dressing in the investment world.
Oh, yeah.
Where investments, mutual funds, when they have to release their reports of what's in their portfolio, a lot of times they will buy certain stocks.
So that they can report that they have.
So that they can show that they own these stocks. But they only have it for the reporting period. They didn't have it through its heyday when it did really well. They bought it after, in fact, just so that people look at it who are don't know what's really going on. They say, oh, he owns XYZ stock. He must be good. He bought that. They know what they're doing. Yeah, he bought it 5 minutes ago. You know, they window dress the portfolio to make it, when they have to report to the public, they make it look like a portfolio that you've heard about, that you would recognize, and that is the hot stuff of the day. And But most of the time, they've got something different.
Right. They've got a teched-up portfolio, and you know they might include, I don't know, you know, whatever the hot stock of the day is.
And I can't think of the right term. It might be disparity or something like that, where a lot of managers, they start with basically an index because everybody wants to beat the index. So they start with an index, and they're very similar to the index, and they make minor differentiations. Well, we're going to beat the index by adding, instead of 2% in, you know, XYZ, we're going to have 3.5% in XYZ, and we're going to pare back a little bit on this. But if you look at it, basically, it's a closet index. It's the same thing. That's not necessarily what you want. Beating an index isn't necessarily what you want. Beating your goal, which is a certain rate of return, with a certain risk characteristic, is what you want.
877-PLANNER, that's our number, PLANNER. We're going to come right back with more. Answer your phone calls and your emails when we come back. Bucket Strategy Investing.
Lucia Capital Group asked what you feel are your greatest financial fears.
I'm worried about outliving our money.
Another market crash.
Taxes in our retirement.
While we may share concerns about saving, investing, and retiring, we each have a unique financial fingerprint and our own individual concerns.
We always worry about the national economy.
Inflation, healthcare costs.
Because every investor has their own challenges, Lucia Capital Group customizes a strategy for each client that addresses their specific goals and needs. At Lucia Capital Group, we understand fears of outliving your money, market volatility, and inflation. Learn how a bucket strategy can be designed to help address your concerns. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. How has retirement planning changed for a nation of baby boomers? We are a generation that needs to rely on ourselves and take control of our retirement plans. The Employee Benefit Research Institute calculates 28% of all retirees had traditional pensions in 1979. 30 years later, that number dropped to 3%. Just 3% of retirees could rely on pension plans for retirement income. At Lucia Capital Group, we customize retirement strategies for baby boomers, aware of the unique challenges of this generation. You may live 30 years or more in retirement. A Lucia Capital Group bucket strategy is designed to meet the needs boomers have today and the many years you may live in retirement. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click free portfolio review at wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, a member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
If you are struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Oh, yeah. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. We do plan, we do investing, we do all that stuff, we do it together. We do one or two things at a time. We do them very well, and Professor...
Then we move on.
And then we move on, and that's what we're going to do right now, unless you have other ideas. 877-752...
Thank you, Charles.
6637. Gentlemen! Anyway, this is...
What makes us
laugh? How does this date us, referring to a TV show that's been off the air for 35 years?
But it was on for a long time.
Well, it was on for like 9 years, anyway. MASH, 11. We're talking about. It was the Korean War like 3 years, 2 years?
Yeah, I think the MASH was on for like 11.
Yeah, maybe it was. Yeah, I guess it was 11 years. You're right. Anyway, okay. Back to the emails. James in Spokane, Washington, who says, I'm 30 years old. I'm looking to pay down approximately $9,000 of credit card debt. No interest until next April, so that my partner and I can purchase a house. I make $40,000 a year, have about $86,000 in student loans.
In addition to the credit card debt.
Right. Now, James says, having said that, I work in nonprofit and I'm 5 years away from having my loans forgiven under the nonprofit loan forgiveness plan.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, which is good. And he says, should that aid program stay in place under the new administration?
I believe it will. They're not going to take away that.
You never know with this guy.
Yeah, you could.
I currently contribute 8% of my salary, says James, to my 401k, with 150% match from my employer. Have about $36,000 in my 401k. Okay, so anyway, what he's saying is, he says, I've readjusted my budget to pay down my debt. My take-home income of $2,200 a month doesn't give me much leeway after bills. Should I reduce my 401k contribution to pay down the debt? That's his question.
No.
And there's a good reason for that.
Well, especially not now, not yet, not at least until next April. Because right now, that debt is costing you how much in interest? Nothing. What are you getting for that contribution to your 401k? 150% for every dollar you put in. So every dollar you put in, you're getting back $1.50 put into the plan for you. That's a really, really good rate of return. I put in a buck, I have $2.50.
Where do you get that?
That's an incredible match.
150%.
That's what he said.
That's what he said, unless he accidentally hit the one in front of the five, but I don't think so.
So, I am not going to take... I'm going to do the 8%. Now, I may not do any more than that. I'm going to get that 150. I want to do as much as I can to get the free money in the 401k. That's really good free money. Now, when April comes along, I'm going to take a look at what the interest rate is now that the 0% has gone away. I'm going to see if I can maybe move it to another place for a 0% for a while until such time as I can continue to pay down that $9,000. I just don't want to stop contributing and getting that 150% match. Now, next April, if the interest rate I can get is very high and I can't figure out a way to get it any lower, That's where I may consider a loan from my 401k. I've got $36,000 there. By the time April rolls around, I'll hopefully have a little bit more. And that's well within the 50% limit, so I could take out $9,000 at a known interest rate, at a five-year repayment schedule, and try to cap that cost, that upside cost of the interest on the credit card. But even if I'm paying 5% a year, if I'm getting 150% in return on that dollar that I pay. It's costing me 5% for every dollar I don't pay into the 401k loan. It's cost me even 19%. I don't know what. Right now, it's not costing me anything in the credit card because you said it's zero. But even after April, it's going to cost me something. So that dollar that I didn't put into the 401k that I could have put into the, if I put it into the credit card, it saves me the interest. If I put it into the 401k, it gives me 150%. It takes a long time to get that interest rate to take away the cost benefit of that 401k.
When you pay down a debt, you're earning whatever the debt
interest
is. So if you have a 16% credit card and you're paying that down, you are on that money by sort of reverse logic.
If I owe $100 today at 16%, I'll owe $116 at the end of the year,
right?
Assuming I don't pay anything down. So that $100 I have, if I have a choice to pay it against a credit card or to invest it, I have to assume that I'm going to earn 16% in my investment. Otherwise, I'm going backwards.
Right.
I owe more. But this $100, if I put $100 against credit card debt, I save that 16% next year, assuming the interest rate is 16%. But if I put it into my 401k, the way he says he's got 150% match, at the end of the year, I've got hopefully whatever it grows to, but I've got $250, and I only owe $116. The next year, it's even if it doesn't grow, it's got a lot of wiggle room. It's going to take a while for that debt to catch up. So I am going to use the 401k with 150% match rather than pay down that debt. And if it takes a 401k loan because the interest rates get too high, then it takes a 401k loan. I'm not a big fan of them. I've used them in the past. At times I use them when it's the most efficient source of capital. And stopping paying into 150% match 401k is not a good source of capital. So there.
Is that
done?
You're done? I just know people are saying, wait, what? Did you just advise somebody to down the line sometime to pay off credit card debt to borrow from their 401k?
Maybe. I don't think he's going to have $9,000 paid off over the next 8 months, seven, 8 months.
Probably not.
I mean, because I don't think he's going to be able to pay $1,000 a month into it. It depends on whether he can get another 0% interest rate loan somewhere. And if it costs 3% to transfer it across, that may be the lesser of all evils, to get another 18 months of 0% or so. That's not so bad if we can't pay it off another source. And that 3% may be less than the interest rate the 401k charges, so maybe I'll do that. I'm not saying that the 401k loan is the answer. What I'm saying is that taking away from 150% match contribution to my 401k,
that's the
is
key.
Definitely not the answer.
That's the key. You see, you're
we'll find another way to do it.
That old penny saved, penny earned. I mean, money, if I can save $2,000 a month somehow in my budget, that's the same thing as earning, in essence, an extra $2,000.
If I can invest it, yeah. And so now it's just a matter of cost benefit. What am I getting for this dollar? I'm going to put $100 into my 401k, or I'm going to not put it in the 401k and I'm going to pay off credit card. Right now, paying off that credit card is earning me zero. It's getting rid of the credit card, true. So it's earning me the ability to forgo interest in the future. However, if I put it into the 401k, that $100 is worth $250, and that $250 is working for me.
Hopefully
growing.
Well, that's the thing. You could hear somebody also saying, yeah, but what happens? What if that investment goes down? Put in 100, you got 250, and then tomorrow
it goes down by 50%. I still have 125.
Which is better than the 116
that
you would have had
interest.
To pay, right? Yeah. The only way this would not be a good deal is if somehow he were paying
150% interest.
At least 150% interest on the credit card. And I don't know that.
I think 29 is as high as they go.
Yeah, although you've seen those was it payday loans or something, where some of them can charge up to 99% APR?
I I've not really researched those. I just know that they're dangerously expensive.
I have heard that, yeah. But anyway, even then, it's not 150%. What a match. I don't think I've ever heard of that. Maybe I have.
Let's hope he's right on that.
I hope he is, because if that's the incorrect amount, James, then we have a different answer for you, perhaps. All right, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, taking your phone calls and your emails. More when we come back. Bucket Strategy Investing.
Baby boomers are facing some critical retirement planning decisions that involve their Social Security benefits. So many variables can impact a sound Social Security strategy. Your work history, your spousal benefits, and of course, the age at which you take benefits, among others. If you have questions about your options for Social Security, take 15 minutes to watch a free online video available now. 9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security. This free informative program is hosted by Lucia Capital Group Chairman Ray Lucia Jr.
What you're about to see is what I believe to be some of the most important information you need to know about Social Security.
Joining Ray for this free presentation, Lucia Capital Group Chief Financial Planning Officer, Rick Plum.
For example, if your full retirement age is 66, then you will receive a 25% reduction in your benefit if you claim at age 62.
9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security is a free online video available now on demand at wealthed.com, as in wealth education, wealthed.com. If you're facing Social Security decisions, don't miss this free program online on demand at wealthed.com.
Let's talk about longevity and taking that into account.
Get insights about issues that affect millions of individuals and couples trying to make informed Social Security decisions.
The timing of the benefits can create a couple of planning opportunities that may help you manage the benefits you receive over both your lifetimes.
Watch 9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security. Then schedule an appointment with a Lucia Capital Group advisor to learn how to integrate Social Security benefits, which can be calculated as part of your retirement planning strategy. Go to wealthed.com, as in wealth education, wealthed.com. Social Security rules can be complex. For more information on Social Security benefits, go to ssa.gov or call 800-772-1213. Lucia Capital Group and its affiliates are not endorsed by or affiliated with the Social Security Administration. Ray Lucia Jr. and Rick Plum offer advisory services through Lucia Capital Group, an investment advisor. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer, member SIPC. Ray Lucia Jr. and Rick Plum representatives.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to tell you about KFC's Georgia Gold.
And I'm also over here to tell you about Nashville Hot.
Georgia Gold is honey mustard barbecue.
KFC Nashville Hot is spicy and smoky.
Georgia Gold is sweet and tangy.
Nashville Hot is crispy and delicious.
You might be asking how I'm doing this.
You also might be asking where the nearest KFC is.
I don't know what you're asking. This is radio. I can't hear you. Try both delicious flavors at KFC.
Available in extra crispy chicken tenders or chicken littles for a limited time at participating KFCs. Prices may vary.
Biz Talk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the Biz Talk Radio skills and ask Alexa for the latest business news. You instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, Biz Talk Radio. Alexa, open Biz Talk Market Tips.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Bucket Strategy Investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. It is a long train running going to your retirement. Oh, by the way, speaking of your retirement, I want to remind you again that there is a webinar available to you, and there will be more coming up in the weeks and, dare I say, months ahead. Depends on how much we can get Professor Plum to actually talk. But I may even join you on one of those. I have fun with those. But the one that's up there right now features Ray Lucia Jr. and Professor Rick Plum, and you can watch it on demand right now, wealthed.com. 9 vital steps to navigating Social Security. Social Security. Yes, it'll be there for you. In what form, especially if you're younger, I don't know, but it'll be there. But for you folks who are getting close to Social Security, I would say within, 10, 15 years of it, and those of you who are there now, you need to understand at least the basic steps of Social Security. I shouldn't even say steps, because there are steps you could take, but not all of them will apply to everybody. But as I said before, I think at least 4 or 5 will apply at some point to almost every Social Security recipient. I'd have to check, and don't hold me to that. But even if it's only 1 or 2, it's important. We're talking about we're talking about guaranteed portion by the federal government, a guaranteed portion of your retirement plan. The more money you can get and the longer that you can make it last, and isn't that really the point of planning, the better off you're going to be from a financial standpoint, most likely, and the less pressure that's applied to your current portfolio. Professor, if I have to try to wring, an extra, $15,000 out of my portfolio every year and I'm not prepared for it, if there's a way I can get Social Security to somehow make that up, I should do it.
One of the contentions with it was that it's these options that they unfortunately took away from us were only for the rich. No, actually, I think they worked better for
people
of modest means, because it's more important. The rich are going to make it either way. It's the rest of us that need to make the most efficient use of the options that are currently available. We had more options before. I'm not bitter about them taking away at all, am I?
But well, because they pulled a fast one is what they did, and they tried to disguise it in the form of making the rich pay for something, but in fact, they never did.
But it's more important for the rest of us, because we need all the help we can get. Rich are going to be fine either way. They got enough money. It didn't take necessarily anything away from them.
No, but it did take something away from those who had done some planning and were prepared to at least get a little extra money out of it. Anyway, there we go. All right. So, wealthed.com. That's where I was talking about the it's on demand right now, our webinar, 9 Vital Steps to Navigating Social Security. Go there now, or at least at the end of the program, wealthed.com, and you can watch Professor Plum. Before I get to the next email, I wanted to throw this in here, because I get these updates from the Employee Benefit Research Institute, EBRI. They have an IRA database, so they can tell, at least in the aggregate, how much money is in IRAs. And the latest findings, Professor Plum, show that the average IRA balance in the database that they have was $99,017. That was year-end 2015.
And that's across all age groups?
Let's find out. The average, I guess so. The average IRA individual balance, combining all accounts owned by the individual, was $125,000. Little tiny bit over.
What was the first one? Just retirement accounts?
Yeah, the average IRA balance in the database. So I guess that's across the board.
Okay.
But then they say the average individual balance, where they combine all accounts owned by the individual. Oh, I see.
Personal accounts too?
Yeah, well, somebody might have an IRA for $150,000 and then another one for $3,000.
Right.
So without combining those, the average comes down to...
Oh, okay. So the average is
way down, way low,
1,500.
Right. So, but if you combine them
per person, you wind up with...
$127,000, okay.
Yeah, $125,045. All right. And they said, among the unique features of the EVRI database here is that it's able to track multiple IRAs owned by a single individual, which provides a much more accurate picture of IRA holdings. I'd agree with that.
Very much so, yes.
I think so. They said the average IRA account balances differed significantly by the IRA type. The lowest average balance, what do you suspect?
Roth.
Correct. Roth IRAs had the lowest average balance, while traditional IRAs originating from rollovers,
of course,
had the highest average balance. Well, that makes sense.
Total sense. I mean, the majority of the money in IRAs didn't come from contributions. It came from, you know, rollovers from previous employer, 401ks, profit sharing plans, whatever the case may be.
Because there's a very good chance that you've been using that 401k to invest, and you
well, the may limits
have had,
were a lot higher.
The limits are higher. You have matching contributions in many cases. And so you would expect that to be. And then when they leave their employment, they're going to roll that over, which, by the way, could be another webinar. I think it's going to be.
Will be.
It will be another webinar. Giving away the house secrets here, but that'll be the next webinar. Rollovers. Anyway, apparently IRA plan administrators give them this database information across the nation. For year-end 2015, so it's going back a little bit, it contains information on almost 28 million accounts owned by 22 million people with total assets of $2.76 trillion. So anyway, that's just the latest facts from EVRI. IRAs. Now, you said, I asked you which type of IRA do you think is the lowest, Professor Plum, and you said Roth IRAs without a doubt.
Of course, they've been around the lower amount of time. They just mm-hmm. haven't had the time to... because I knew that traditional IRAs have been around for quite a bit longer. People have been contributing more.
Traditional deductible.
Or non-deductible. And they get the rollover. So I knew that there's only two types of IRAs, really. There is traditional IRAs and Roth IRAs. Roth IRAs don't have the conversions that the rollovers that the... So yeah, it was just a no-brainer on that one.
Yeah, because when you roll over an IRA, when you roll over 401k into a traditional IRA, generally there aren't any tax implications for doing so. But taking that IRA money that's been rolled over, the 401k that's been rolled over into an IRA, getting that actually into a Roth, which would increase substantially the Roth balances, requires taxes to be paid. And in many cases, people can't or they shouldn't roll the money into a Roth. So most of what you see in a Roth, I'm suspecting, Professor Plum, has to do with contributions. And when you have contributions to an IRA, your limitations are $5,500 currently if you're under the age of 50. And if you're 50 or older, you can put in $6,500. But right now, 401k contributions, $18,000 for the under 50 set,
$24,000
for those 50 and older. So
we're getting towards the part of the year where we might... Next month or so, we're going to start hearing about whether or not they're going to raise that limit.
The limit for contributions to both IRAs and 401ks.
And the catch-ups.
Yeah, well, yeah, they would do both.
They could do both.
Well, I think generally they do. If they raise one, they'll raise the other.
Definitely not in the IRA world.
Oh, are you talking about the spread? I'm saying that if they raised from $18,000 contribution
to 19,
they would raise it from 24 to 25.
Or they may not raise the 6,000. They may leave the 6,000 alone. Remember, the 6,000 has to grow by enough to increase it by $500.
So, in other words, you could put in potentially 19,000 if you're under 50. But it could stay at 24,000 if you're
no. It'd be 25,000 total because the catching would still be at 6.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but they may not raise the match.
Yeah.
Are they catch up?
No. Yeah, it may not raise. It may not go to 7,000
or 8,000.
They've got
some funky rules on all of this stuff.
It's very strange. It's
but
very strange. Don't ask.
I would expect to be able to put more into your 401k if you're already at the max, 18,000, 24,000, whichever. How old depends how old you are. I'd expect to be able to put in another 500 to 1,000, hopefully $2,000 next year.
Mm-hmm. Okay, quick email here, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, Martin in San Jose, California. I'm 45. I gross about $105,000 a year. I have $460,000 in my 401k, and I owe about $185,000 on my mortgage. 14 years left, 2.75%. Wow, must be a 15-year loan. Should I withdraw money from my 401k to pay off the mortgage? I have about $100,000 in savings, but I'm afraid I may get laid off later this year. Well, here we go again, Professor Plum. It's taking money from a 401k.
You know,
in this case, they want to take it out.
A lot of people want to get rid of their mortgage because they've been told, look at all the interest that you're going to save. And if you pay off your mortgage early, you are saving some interest. I think that that's going to be a big mistake in your case, getting the money out of the 401k. And I agree, if you think you're going to be laid off in the near future, keeping that $100,000 available at 45 is going to be important so that you can bridge the gap between today or the day you lose your job and finding another job. You can continue to make that payment, which at 2.5% or 2.75% is not all that great. But the cost of keeping the mortgage for the entire remaining lifetime of the mortgage is significantly less than the tax cost for taking $185,000 out of your 401k. $185,000 coming out of your 401k. You make $105,000 a year. Now, you didn't mention whether you're married or single, but that's even at married, you're in the 25% income tax bracket or very close to it. 185 is going to go blow right through the 25 and the 28, might even put you up in the 33. Plus the state you live in, yeah, you're going to lose almost 40% in taxes. That's a lot more. A lot more. By almost double the interest that you would pay over the next 14 years if you keep this mortgage. Do not take it out of your 401k right now to pay off that mortgage. I understand the idea of getting rid of the payment. Not going to work in your favor right now.
14 years left, 14 years away from being 59 and a half. Coincidence? I think not. Coming right back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
How much time do you spend worrying about money? A recent survey by a major investment firm found that on average, investors spend an hour and 20 minutes each day worrying about money. That adds up to 475 hours a year. And what exactly are we stressing about? Respondents to the survey said their top three concerns are a catastrophic event using up their retirement funds, living longer, and their retirement funds not keeping up with inflation. If your financial fears are causing you to worry hundreds of hours each year, spend 1 hour in a complimentary consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor. If you're concerned about outliving your money or the threat of inflation, turn to the experience and guidance of a Lucia Capital Group retirement strategist. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or schedule a consultation by clicking Contact Us at LuciaCap.com. That's LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes and retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the Bucket Strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in Easy Access Small Business Funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
I have. Sometimes run jokes by Professor Plum during the break. He gave me a thumbs down on that one.
Only because I've used it before, and it wasn't that good then either.
No, it really wasn't. 401A, I'll fill you in. It was, you know, we were talking about 401As, and I said, that's the Canadian retirement plan, right? 401A.
I told you not to do that.
I know you did, but I'm doing it anyway. People don't like to be left out of stupid things that we say during the breaks. Mm-hmm. I'm just filling these folks in anyway. That's why we save the stupid stuff for during the breaks, like jokes about 401A.
401A.
A, yeah. You get it? Okay, yeah. It's stupid. I admit that. And I don't put that as, you know, anything highbrow. All right, but I tell you what. Hey, coming up on this program tomorrow, among the many other things that we're going to be talking about, we're going to be addressing this whole idea of the 4% rule distribution method, you know? I think we covered partially, we at least talked a little bit last week about the accumulation side and the distribution side of your financial life. You spend a good portion of it building money into savings, you spend the next portion of it trying not to run out of it by making withdrawals in many cases. So we'll talk about that, some of the strategies surrounding that. And Gene Pastula will be on in the first part of the show. So whether we get to that in the first part or second part, I don't know. The plan is to talk about it. But of course, your phone calls always come first, and we're going to go back to the phones now. 877-PLANNER. We do have people on hold. We will try to get to everybody before the top of the hour. If not, hang on hold, and Professor Plum will happily talk to you off the air. That puts Benjamin next in Phoenix, Arizona. Hello, Benjamin.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks, guys, for taking my call.
You bet. How can we help you today?
Well, I've got perhaps a unique situation that no amount of Googling has been able to help. So,
okay.
I turn to you guys. Essentially, my employer has offered to give 7% to my 401k, regardless of whether or not I contribute anything.
Okay.
Now, in the 401k, those are going to be mutual funds with high expenses. So my question to you is, can I transfer that 7% that goes into my 401k to an IRA and perhaps get out of paying those high expenses?
When you retire, when you terminate.
Okay, so you can't pull it out.
Now, you'd have to qualify for an in-service withdrawal, assuming the plan allowed for, and it's rarely going to happen, especially, now I didn't ask, are you 59 and a half?
No.
Yeah, it doesn't happen very often that they allow it under 59 and a half. There's certain amounts of money that can and cannot come out. Sometimes they'll let them come out, but it's rare. So the most common answer is no, you can't do it. Now, the fact that they're higher expenses than you would like isn't the worst thing in the world. So they give you 7%, okay, and you lose an extra 0.5% over in fees that you wouldn't have otherwise paid. You still got 6.5% in there that you wouldn't have had otherwise.
Right. Not too shabby.
It's not the worst thing in the world.
Okay.
Yeah, wish we could tell you better than that. How old are you, Benjamin?
30.
Oh, okay. Well, I was going to say if it was
not that close.
Another year or two away, it might be worth. But you got a little bit of time. So yeah, hey, it's not the worst thing, as you said.
And as time goes on, in a lot of 401ks, depending upon the size of the employer, are switching more towards the more institutional share class, the lower cost share class within the mutual funds.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks for calling, Benjamin. That would be a hard thing to actually search on your own, I think. At least come up with the right answer.
He can search for the different types of in-service withdrawals. There's basically three. The most common is age 59 and a half. But that doesn't mean that your plan allows for all three or any of the different types of in-service withdrawals. So you would have to go back to the plan document. Forget Googling, because you're never going to find the plan document, your company's plan document online, I hope. You'll go to the company and just ask them, do you allow for any type of in-service withdrawal? And the most likely answer is no, or at least not until 59 and a half. Those are the most common.
59 and a half is generally the...
And not even every company allows that.
No, they don't. I mean, they want you to stay... If you're there and you're participating in the plan, they want you to,
leave your money there.
Leave your money there. There are some costs to it. But, again, we should point this out. These are called in-service withdrawals. What this means is... In-service means that you're still in service to the company. So you're still working for the company. Now, you said there are three types. There are the types where you can take the money out once you're age 59 and a half. But the other is at age...
One of them is to get to the company's money, but that's the only thing you're available to. And I don't have them memorized all the way because they're just not that often.
No, I was trying to think of what they were. But anyway, yeah, certainly 59 and a half. So there you go. That's that. We had a topic one time on in-service withdrawals, but I think didn't it have to do with net unrealized appreciation or something?
We've had questions about it. You can't do NUA on an in-service withdrawal.
No. All right. Anyway, getting into the complicated stuff. So we have time for trivia. If I just read this one piece of trivia here, without the this is just one sentence, but that's okay. Here's your trivia for today. This comes to us from BTN Research, probably my favorite research firm. BTN says the International Stock Index, EAFE, that's EAFE, Europe, Australasia, and right. Far East. Yeah, I can never say that right. EAFE gained 1.0% total return in 2016.
So if you had a global portfolio and all you wanted to do was beat the domestic market, didn't work last year. May work better this year. It has worked better this year. But the international index is what they're looking at. Didn't do very well. It did better a couple years, many years ago. I mean, so if you can pick which sector
is
going to do better any given time horizon, then you are going to be very wealthy. But most people can't do that. So they do go with global. How much global? Well, that's another one of those things that will be a moving target. Sometimes you move away from it, drop it down. Then sometimes you expand it.
But how are you going to know this stuff? You know something? That goes back to the point here, Professor Plum, that you and I were making earlier in the hour. Isn't this a specialized section of finance where if you try to do this yourself, my guess is you're going to mess it up one way or the other. Eventually, you're going to mess it up.
Yeah.
It helps to have a team of people behind you doing this kind of thing.
And if you are really good at it really early, and you start believing that it's all because of you, the more likely you're going to screw it up.
I think most of our viewers and listeners probably know that because one way or another, it's easy to mess it up. And once again, I'm telling you, we're going to have the folks on behind the scenes that do this. We're going to dress them up and make sure that they look good on camera. And we're going to talk about this stuff one day on the show. All right. Out of time. If you want to speak with Professor Rick Plum, any Lucia Capital Group advisor about this very important stuff, 800-644-1150, the off-air number, 800-644-1150. For Professor Plum, I'm Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.